Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard. It's the weekend edition across the country and around the globe. Sports Byline broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way. iHeartRadio. Tune in. Simple Radio and around the globe worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Producer, of course, Mr. Ogden. Daniel Ogden does a great job. Do a little Dan's download, bottom of the hour. With a special guest, Rochelle Mazzoni from the Union Oyster House in Boston, Massachusetts, the oldest restaurant in America. And away we go. We'll have some fun. We just made the sojourn from Boston out to Albany, New York, Iowa State, out the door. Adios. Don't let it hit you. Illinois whacks them. UConn rolls on. They'll collide on Saturday night in Boston for the East Regional Championship, and we're getting down to the Final Four. Men's action tonight, we'll get into it. Saturday, Sunday, Easter Sunday, it is a wild weekend. Two guests today other than Rochelle Mazzoni. We've got Clayton Trutor. He wrote a book on Boston ball, college. You know, you think of basketball in Boston, you think of the Celtics, right? Red Auerbach, Larry Bird, Bob Cousy, Tommy Heinsohn, you know, on and on and on and on we go. No, it's the college game. Rick Pitino, he had his footprint on Boston at BU and the Celtics. Jim Calhoun, Gary Williams, Clayton Trutor will visit with us at about 40 past the hour. Keith O'Brien, he too has a book out, Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose. In the last glory days of baseball, I am really looking forward to this show today. We're going to give you our best effort. We're going to dive for every single loose ball for the next hour here on the weekend edition. We're in Albany, New York, where, how about this stat? You want to hear a goofy stat? Listen, try to swallow this one. The Lady Oregon State Beavers were minus 21. I mean, they turned the ball over today like the thing was that they were throwing around a hot potato. Couldn't hold on to the basketball. And yet found a way to beat Notre Dame. Oh, my God. The Lady Irish just absolutely horrific in Albany today. Halftime, South Carolina, the Lady Gamecocks rolling over Indiana. 15-point lead at the half. That's where we'll get started. A lot of men's action tonight. We'll go through it. We will dissect it. And we'll have a lot of fun here. And, again, Rochelle Mazzoni from the Union Oyster House in Boston. She's like Carla from Cheers, right? We'll get to it. We got the hour to go here across the country and around the globe on the weekend edition at Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it here.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, talking the world of sports, we're live in Albany, New York, getting ready for Iowa tomorrow. Keeping an eye on the action here tonight, and I misspoke. The Gamecocks from South Carolina up 49-32 at the half, up 17, not 15. So there we go. And George Cataldo and Tiffany Olson, all the folks at Iowa EPS, the big high five for the state of Iowa with the two Iowa State teams now done. Iowa's got the ladies. They're still going with Caitlin tomorrow. On Saturday, they're going to take on Colorado here at MVP Arena in Albany. And we want to salute the Drake Bulldogs men and women. And that's George Cataldo, Mike Cataldo, everyone there, Tiffany, and all the folks at Iowa EPS. And listen, the University of Iowa has acknowledged it, and they appreciate the support, as the state of Iowa has been absolutely phenomenal. But let's get him in here. I see it on Amazon, hardcover, New York Times bestselling author of Fly Girls. He's got a new book out, and opening day yesterday, and away we go with Major League Baseball. He's Keith O'Brien about Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, the rise and fall of Pete Rose in the last glory days of baseball. Keith, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Marty. It's a pleasure to be here.
I appreciate it. You know, I want to go right to the title. We understand Charlie Hustle. He was every bit Charlie Hustle, and that was a term of endearment. The rise and fall of Pete Rose, hard to believe how many years have gone since he was booted from baseball. And the last glory days of baseball. Tell me about the last part of the title, the last glory days of baseball, before we get into the meat and potatoes here with Pete Rose. Go ahead, tell me.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, I really believe when you look back at it, as I have, that Pete Rose is a fault line in American sports, a fault line in American culture. I think, you know, everything before Pete is sort of the age of the heroes. And I want to be clear, I'm not romanticizing that. It was an unpolished game. It was raw. Our heroes were all flawed, and many of them were engaging in all sorts of behavior in the shadows. But the story we were presented about sports and about our sports heroes was the pure one. And then I think you can argue that everything after Pete Rose, everything after 1989, feels different. It feels tainted. And it's almost like the age of the heroes, and then the age of the cheaters. And I'm being very general here, but if you think about it, you know, every time in the last 35 years, you know, when one of our athletic heroes, whether it's a baseball hero or someone else, achieve something, we're always wondering, well, what else don't we know? Or what's he taking? Or what's he doing to be this good? And I just really feel like we lost something collectively in 1989 when Pete goes down. It was almost like the end of the age of the innocent.
I think you're exactly right. Well, very well chronicled there. Keith O'Brien, New York Times bestselling author. His new book, boy, the timing of this with Ohtani and all the legalized sports gambling, oh, my Lord. And I'm going to go right to that before we get into a few other areas here with you, Keith. And that is, there's an assumption that, hey, you know, baseball's taking money from FanDuel. They're taking money from DraftKings and BetMGM. There's kiosk in the ballpark. There's signage everywhere. Let Rose in. Listen, it's comparing apples and oranges. If Pete Rose would show some contrition, my God, he's dug in. And I think to this day, part of him still wants to dig in. We can't go down that road. It's not fair, I don't think. But maybe perhaps you have a differing opinion. But that's the hot button item right now. Rose should be in. Rose should be in. Baseball's taking gambling money. What do you think? Give me your take on that.
Well, I want to be clear, you know, for your listeners, you know, one of the things that's unique about my book is I'm not taking sides. You know, Charlie Hustle, my book is not an argument for Pete Rose. It's not an argument against Pete Rose. And I really spend, you know, very little time in the book hashing out the Hall of Fame. You know, that's all just sort of at the end of the book in what I would call the wreckage of this story, and there is a lot of wreckage. But, of course, like every sports fan, you know, I have thought a lot about it. I mean, the P. Rose is one of the great late-night sports bar arguments. And my feeling on it now, Marty, is simply that I think we've lost our perspective. You know, we like to put our heroes on pedestals, and we like to ascribe to them moral values. But we really don't know that much about them personally, and we're seeing that yet again in the Shohei Ohtani story in Los Angeles right now. No one would have imagined that 10 days ago this kind of controversy could engulf a player who is just without question the golden god of baseball. No one would have imagined it. So bottom line, we don't know what we don't know about these guys. And so for me, for that reason, in a blanket way, I believe that players in any sport should be enshrined or not enshrined into the Hall of Fame based on what they do on the field. And then if what they did off the field is so egregious, their mistakes are so wrong, then I think we should put that on their plaque at Cooperstown and let that stand in perpetuity too. But, you know, none of that is part of this book. You know, this book
is
really chronicling Pete Rose's rise and fall and what it all means for us.
I'll tell you why he's a different guy. We would never see a player hit a catcher the way he did Ray Fosse at that All-Star game, a collision at home plate which sent Fosse, I believe, onto the disabled list. You'd never see that. The NBA, they didn't even play basketball. It's a shooting contest. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, you know what's more popular? The Home Run Derby. Pete Rose is a throwback. I'm glad to hear. I don't want to read about the Hall of Fame debate anymore. You're right. That's late-night bar talk over, you know, bad food and drinks at 2 in the morning. Seriously, at closing time. The thing that needs to be chronicled, Pete Rose, all-time hit king, one of the greatest players to ever put on a uniform or strap on a jock strap. And that's what we need. The timing of the book is perfect because you're chronicling the baseball player, if I'm not mistaken. Let's hear.
Yeah, I am. And I think that's really important, Marty. I think Pete Rose has lived for so long. He'll be 83 years old in a few weeks. Pete Rose has lived for so long that we have forgotten who he really is or who he once was or why we ever cared about him. And so one important thing to do in the narrative that I do go back and do is chronicle that rise. And so, you know, part of the book, of course, is his unraveling and his addictions and his gambling and his many off-field poor decisions. But the other part of it is the glory, the reason why we ever cared in the first place. So it is, you know, his unlikely rise from the west side of Cincinnati, where he was never the best player on his own team. It is his ascendance as a star, the 1970 All-Star Game, the great years of the Big Red Machine, the hit streak in 1978, and of course the all-time hit record. All of that is part of the story. And when you go back and you live inside Pete Rose's story, as I have, you learn all over again why he was once so important in American culture.
I tell you one thing, again, Keith O'Brien, Charlie Hustle, rise and fall of Pete Rose in the last glory days of baseball. He got accused of killing Bart Giamatti, the then commissioner, who had a massive heart attack at Cape Cod. The stress of Pete Rose and banning him from the game killed Bart Giamatti. That's a disgrace to lay that on the man. Bart Giamatti drank, ate poorly, and smoked 3.5-4 packs of cigarettes a day. My Lord, do you touch the Giamatti thing at all in the book?
Giamatti is a key character in the book, and I did a lot of reporting around Giamatti, around his time as commissioner, and even around his death on the vineyard in late days after Pete was banished in 1989, and he's a critical character in the book because. Just like Pete, Bart cared a lot about baseball. That is one thing that they had in common. Mm-hmm. And I see him as an incredibly sympathetic character who was trying to do what he thought was best for the league at that time. And he and many other men who I also interviewed for this book, put their careers on the line for that Pete Rose investigation in 1989. And it'll be interesting, Marty, to see what happens here in the coming days or weeks with the investigation around Shohei Ohtani and his former interpreter.
Yep.
Will people put their careers on the line for this?
We never have enough time with network radio to do it appropriately, and I want to get you back at some point. Major League Baseball is underway. Keith O'Brien has delivered a really good one, and I'm so happy for you, Keith. New York Times bestseller, Fly Girls, and now Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose in the Last Glory Days of Baseball. Amazon, hardcover. Support it and get it. Thank you so much, Keith. We're out of time. Have a marvelous weekend, and good luck and congratulations on the book. It's appreciated. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Marty.
All the best. All right. That is a really good get. Thank you to producers and Darren Peck as well. Keith O'Brien. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Gosh, I think that's a loaded question. I think, first and foremost, like, my focus is solely on this team, and that was one of the reasons that I made this decision of, you know, letting everybody know, like, I'm leaving after this year. I can have a lot of closure. I could walk off the court tonight and know that was my last game ever in this arena, and, you know, that's sad, and but at the same time, you know, when this journey does end, I know, you know, the WNBA, it's a quick flip. You got to be ready for it, but, yeah, I think the time will come when I sit down and think about all my professional goals and aspirations, but for right now, my goal is to help this team win a national title and have a lot of fun doing it and smile on the way out and enjoy every single second because it's gone in the blink.
Hey, well, Hawkeyes needs no introduction. She says, hey, no Final Four. She'll be in the USA Olympic camp next week. It'll, you know, those dates conflict with the Final Four. If the Hawkeyes are playing in Cleveland, Ohio at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, she will be there, obviously. Good job out of Caitlin. She goes at it tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern against Colorado. That's not going to be an easy game for Iowa, folks. It just isn't. All right. You know, listen, we were in the Boston region of the men's. Listen, we saw two. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. We saw UConn pound San Diego State 82-52 on Thursday night. A game where you didn't, you know, if you missed it, you didn't miss anything other than the fact that UConn just looks like an absolute juggernaut, which they are. And they're probably going to win the national title and do so with relative ease. What if they won 11 straight games by double figures? Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, look at those numbers. So there you go. And then we get the Illinois-Iowa State game, and it was just painful to watch how bad Iowa State could play. I mean, I could break it down frame by frame, but Terrence Shannon just lit them up. And the guards, Dolmask, and then Courtney Hawkins, who's a big fella, he's out, you know, between the circle, setting up plays, backdoor screens. Iowa State just played a lousy game. They did. But I'll tell you right now, one of the highlights of the Boston trip was going to one of the oldest restaurants in North America, and the oldest, I believe, in America. Maybe an older restaurant up in, you know, Canada. But for the most part, the Union Oyster House in Boston is great. You know, we all remember, you know, Cheers and Carla. And, you know, it was just a great series. And, you know, the Cheers bar in Boston is now closed. You know, the pandemic, another victim of the pandemic. But to take our friends to the Union Oyster House the other night was great. And to run into this fire plug, you're going to hear her. In 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Just listen closely, all right? If you want to get entertained, you know, you're sitting in a booth in a restaurant that, you know, is 200 years old. The lobster's great. the steamers, the the clams, even the chicken dishes. I mean, it's a legendary place. Union Oyster House, all right? And then you run into this fire plug, Rochelle Mazzoni, who was raised in East Boston. I mean, if you ever seen the movie The Town, or if you really want a flavor of New England, or now flavor of Boston, go to East Boston. But here is our live mic at the Union Oyster House in Boston this past Wednesday night. Let's roll it, Daniel. Go ahead. Let's hear.
What's the name of the thing?
What? What's the name of the thing?
What's the name of the thing? What are we doing?
What are you going to say that to?
What are we doing, Marty, what are we doing?
We're at the
Marty's
Union.
At the Union Oyster House. Yeah. And he's aggravating the waitress. Ain't gonna fly around here.
Yeah. Hey, tell us your route from Salem to work. How do you get here?
By car. By car, by the beach, on the train. What else are you going to tell me?
What's the name of the baseball team that plays over in Fenway?
Red Sox.
Why do you guys say socks and pack your car? Boston people, why do you guys talk like that?
We were here first, and that's how everybody should talk. So get with the program, Marty. Get with the program. Georgie's with me. Georgie.
What do you think of people from Iowa?
I don't know. I just think of corn stalks and scarecrows. I don't know. Crows. I don't know. I'm sorry, but these guys are great. But you guys are changing my mind. You guys are very, very... Is it? I hate that game. I hate that game, and I hate pickleball. I like to kill people.
Hey, tell America, and we're also heard on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. What's your name? Tell us your full name.
Oh, Rochelle Mazzoni.
From East Boston.
Yeah. What'd you say, the Armed Forces?
Yeah.
So my father's a Marine. He's still around. He's going to be 93 in June.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was in the Korean War. He's awesome.
What's a war?
A war. How old am I? How old do you think I am? I'm old.
52?
No, 64.
Wow.
Smoke show.
Wow.
Same age as you, Marty?
Yeah, yeah. 64.
1959
was
a good year.
You all there?
Huh?
You all there?
No. How old are you, Georgie?
Take a guess.
You're almost
71. I'll be
80. Get out of here. That's good.
I know.
Georgie looks awesome. Yeah.
That's because I'm hitting now.
That's you better keep it up, Georgie, because she'll throw you right out.
That's the problem.
I'm going to give you three. Hold on, you guys.
Hurry up, I got to get there first.
I'm going to give you three words. Give me a quick reaction. Okay. Politicians.
Trump. Love him.
You love Trump?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
I love him.
What's the greatest thing about Boston?
Oh, there's a ton of stuff. Ton of stuff. The history, yeah. The seasons, the fall is the best. I mean, it's just like the food, the fish, the lobster and the shrimp, George. Can't beat it.
I'm hungry lobster.
You're the best. We love you. We'll do this
again.
We love
you too. We love you too.
I got a question.
What?
How do you keep the guys off your ass?
Whoa.
I run very quick. I say I'm going to the ladies room and it takes like a...
Ta-da!
Yeah, beeline out.
That's our conversation with Rochelle Mazzoni from East Boston.
How am I going to listen to this?
A happy hour Friday on the weekend edition. The accent is killer to me. I'll even say it. They don't sound intelligent, yet they're the sharpest people. It's a medical and an educational mecca. But man, that accent is just absolutely... It is harsh. All right. We appreciate that. Good job. And by the way, the Union Oyster House, unbelievable food. Unbelievable food. All right. We get into it. NCAA tournament action. We resume. Boston's got the Connecticut-Illinois final on Saturday night. And I'll say it. It may be because I'm fresh off watching the team that we really intimately follow, and that's Iowa State. We want to thank Randy Byrne and Rhonda Byrne. They were part of the sojourn into Boston as well. They're enjoying Legal Seafoods and some other fine establishments, and also the Omni Parker House Hotel up off a chip, a sand wedge away from the state capitol, Beacon Hill. in Boston, Massachusetts. So Randy Byrne and Rhonda, want to give them a shout out. Vanguard Utility Partners, and of course, Innovative Wellness and innovativewellness.center. This Illinois team is capable. They really are. They are capable. Now, you could say that about any team. I mean, UConn has been beaten this year. They got blown out shockingly at Creighton late in the regular season. But it's a whole nother level right now. It's a whole nother level they're playing. The guard play, the big fella, 7'2", Donovan Klingon, kid from Bristol, Connecticut, is a force. In fact, I'll make the point. He had 2 points at halftime. And I've never seen a guy with 2 points at 7'2 and 280 have such an impact on Connecticut's 40-31 halftime lead. Block shots, altered shots, rebounds. It just, you know, backdoor screens and shifting on defense. A remarkable player. And Coach Hurley right now has got them in, on cruise control. And that's not to say there isn't going to be a tweak here and a tweak there, but Cam Spencer's playing at a high level right now. Castle is just running the floor. And it's like I said, Donovan Klingon. And I mean, Dan Hurley just has to stay out of the way. And this team is just, look it. You're going to have to catch them collectively, not one or two guys. I would say the whole enchilada. They have to have a bad night between now and they're halfway home. They're 3 wins in and 3 wins shy of repeating as national champions. They're going to have a collective bad night to be shown the door and out of the tournament. Illinois got a shot on Saturday night, Boston Garden. They got a shot. But you could say that just about every team. Iowa State had a shot and didn't deliver. Northwestern had a shot, didn't deliver. Stetson, not so much in Brooklyn. They really didn't have a shot there. All right, we're coming back. Lots to get to. We're going to do some Boston ball. We're going to talk some college hoops. We're going to talk basketball with Clayton Trutor. He's going to book out. We're coming back here on the Weekend Edition on Sports Byline.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
I think I could probably talk about them for a really long time, and I think more than anything is just like, thank you. I'm very grateful that I got to play in an environment that supports women's athletics the way that they do, not only women's basketball, but, and to be honest, they've been doing this before I ever stepped on campus. Maybe it wasn't quite at the magnitude that it is now, but, you know, these people and these fans show up, and they have shown up, and they will continue to show up. They understand how good our sport is. They understand where the sport's going. But they've, you know, shared in a lot of really special memories for myself and a journey that, you know, I've changed a lot as a person and as a basketball player over the course of my last 4 years, and they've been a big part of that too. So I think the biggest thing is just thank you. I'm forever grateful, and I hope there's a lot of times where I can come back and be in the crowd at sold out Carver Hawkeye Arena cheering for, you know, young girls that you want to be like us.
Hey, Caitlin Clark, Iowa Hawkeyes here in Albany. We made this sojourn over from Boston after last night's Iowa State loss and Connecticut's win. Illinois, UConn tomorrow. College basketball in the hub. We just greeted you on the rejoin with Boston Music and Caitlin Clark. Let's get him in here. I'll call him a good friend of the program because I really respect him and I love this book, being a New Englander at heart, even though I'm out in Iowa right now. He is Clayton Trudor, and he's got the book on basketball, Boston ball, you know, and I think of, what do you think of? The Celtics, you think, oh, you know, Boston gets pigeonholed as a college, a pro town. It really isn't. They have had some remarkable college basketball teams, one, and B, players who have matriculated from Boston to great college performances and ultimately pro careers. Let's get them in here. Clayton, Marty Terrell up in Albany at the Women's Regional, where right now South Carolina may be blowing a 21-point lead. They are up only 5. Indiana, the Lady Hoosiers, having designs on a seismic upset. But Clayton, welcome aboard. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me back on, and I appreciate being called a friend of the program.
Well, I appreciate it, and the book as well, you know, and you're getting the word out, which is great. You know, I was in the Garden last night watching the games, and, you know, we were up at a broadcast booth way up on the 9th floor overlooking, you know, and I see all the banners. I see the Celtics, Bruins, and then I see the Northeastern Beanpot, you know, and I just thought, but there's been some legendary college basketball in Boston, and you have chronicled it, I think, in New England. Rick Pitino, Jim Calhoun from Northeastern, wins national titles, of course, at UConn, started at American International College in Springfield. You chronicle these stories. What made you do this book? That's where I want to start. What made you do the book, Clayton?
Boston ball all started when I was living in Boston. I went to graduate school there. I taught at Northeastern for a while, and I'm a lifelong basketball junkie. And I would go to all the college games at Northeastern and BU and BC and Harvard. And it occurred to me that you had three Hall of Fame careers: Rick Pitino, Jim Calhoun, Gary Williams, all starting in Boston at roughly the same time in the late 70s and early 1980s. They're all getting their start as head coaches, all in relative anonymity. And it struck me that this story had never been told in any great detail before. And as the pandemic got going, it gave me a chance, and I got working on it, and thus the book Boston Ball.
Let's start with Pitino. It's safe to say he's a polarizing figure. But he did start at BU, and, you know, he also toiled as an assistant coach, Hawaii. You know, he went off the mainland U.S., Syracuse, and then he had a decorated career. But he traces it back to Boston. And, of course, he went to the University of Massachusetts playing for the legendary Jack Lehman out in Amherst. Let's start with Pitino. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, Pitino gets his start as a head coach at Boston University at age 25. After he was at Hawaii, he was at Syracuse for a couple years and working for Jim Boeheim. The BU job comes available, and Boeheim says, don't take that job. They don't support their coaches. It's the worst job in the East. You only have 6 scholarships. You have a very narrow recruiting base. You have tough academic requirements. You're not going to win there. Pitino goes in the first year, wins 19 games in a 29-game schedule, gets the team to the NIT in year two, and finishes up his tenure by getting to the NCAA tournament. He brings in this very aggressive, pressing, trapping, fast-breaking style of basketball that really becomes Boston ball, the style that all these coaches adopted during this time period. They couldn't go out and recruit the big-time big men of the year, so they all adopted a small ball style of basketball, which in some ways was a throwback to the kind of ways Holy Cross and City College and a lot of the great Northeastern regional programs had played back in the 40s and 50s.
You know, we can't ignore the fact, too, that Pitino also toiled at Providence and did a heck of a job and got them to a Final Four. And even though it's not Boston proper, you know, Providence is in the shadows, if you will, of Boston. His Providence years were something else, Clayton.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, just an hour away, he after he leaves BU, he's a Hubie Brown assistant for a couple years for the Knicks, gets a chance to go to the Big East. Providence had been an absolute doormat and for the first decade of that league. Dave Gavitt from Providence, of course, is the guy who helps create the Big East. But after he leaves that program, they were really the bottom feeders of the Big East. Pitino comes in, brings in his aggressive style of basketball, but as importantly as anything, he adapts to the three-pointer coming into college basketball right as he's going to Providence. And Billy Donovan and Pop Lewis and Delray Brooks, he gets this whole group of guys who become just three-point shooting aces just as the sport is evolving in that direction. A lot of other schools avoided it like the plague, shooting three-pointers. That's all Providence was doing back in the 86-87 run they made to the Final Four.
Really good. Clayton Trudor, Boston Ball. We're talking Rick Pitino, but there's two others, Jim Calhoun and Gary Williams. I want to go to Gary Williams. This is Boston College now. And, you know, his obvious ascension brought him to Maryland, a national championship. You know, Dr. Tom Davis, BC has had some really solid coaches over the year. But Gary Williams had a huge impact on that program and really became a legendary figure in Boston basketball at the college level. Let's talk about Gary Williams.
Without question, BC was the always underestimated, overachieving team in the early years of the Big East. Gary Williams takes two teams that are picked in the bottom half of the Big East and brings them to the Sweet 16. He brings in guys, Michael Adams, Dana Barrows, a lot of guys who become great guards in the NBA. John Bagley's there. Jay Murphy has some time in the NBA. A bunch of guys who are somewhat unheralded who go on to be big-time college basketball players. Gary Williams also runs a very aggressive, up-tempo style of basketball. Nobody wanted to play them in the Big East. They were, whether it was Villanova or Georgetown or Syracuse, they gave everybody a war every night, and they were just such a well-conditioned team under Gary Williams. He's coming out of the shadow of the point-shaving scandal. I mean, the issue with the players being associated with the gamblers and back in the previous administration with BC. Like, there are only three players involved particularly in this, but the shadow existed for years to come over the program, and in spite of this, Williams gets this team to great success during this time period.
Yeah, and Clayton, I want to go to that scandal here and only because if the timing is right, Dr. Tom Davis had that mess with Rich Kuhn's, Jim Sweeney, and Ernie Cobb. Williams came in after that. That had to be an almost untenable, impossible situation to deal with, just in terms of, you know, the Henry Hill involvement there, point shaving. I mean, nothing's uglier. I mean, I can't imagine what he inherited there on Chestnut Hill at BC. Tell me.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, the point shaving stuff happens in the 78-79 season. Nobody really knows about it for 2 years. It's not until Henry Hill is talking to the feds. He ends up doing a story with Sports Illustrated, a cover called Anatomy of a Scandal, which comes out in the fall of 81. That's Davis's last year, and part of the reason he ends up leaving BC, it's believed, is because of that that scandal. I didn't actually end up talking to him for the book. Gary Williams is like, it's out there and stuff like that, but it's not something we thought about. So they really did a good job keeping focus on basketball in spite of all the hoopla happening with there was the trials of Ernie Cobb and the trial of Rich Kuhn during this time period. So it was certainly out there in the atmosphere.
Clayton Trudor, the book is Boston Ball, Pitino, Williams, and now Calhoun, Jim Calhoun. I love this guy. I remember one time covering UMass basketball in 88, Chris Smith and UConn came in. I want to tell this story because it's great. And I'm standing there with Calhoun before he goes into the Curry Hicks cage, quote-unquote media room, which was basically like a closet. I mean, literally. It was just a small, hot, steamy room. And he turned around and said, "What a bleeping dump this place is." And I never thought, man. I mean, he just totally killed the Cage. They had won by 30 that night. Chris Smith and others lit up UMass. But it was a Coach Cal team, too. But here's where I want to go with you. the beauty about Calhoun is, yeah, you could talk about his UConn success. This was a guy from Braintree, Massachusetts. He went to American International College in Springfield, and the joke out in Western Mass was it was so easy academically, it was almost in college is what AIC stood for. But he did a remarkable job at Northeastern. He had a kid, Perry Moss, from Amherst. He had, a guy by the name of Reggie Lewis. The Northeastern years on Jim Calhoun and what he did at essentially a hockey school is nothing short of amazing to me. Calhoun, Northeastern. Let's hear.
In addition, he also takes a school that's a Division II program when he gets there, is transitioning to D1, and turns them into one of the great mid-major powers of the 1980s. They go to the NCAA tournament 5 out of 6 years with Jim Calhoun. Once he figured out the style of play he wanted to have with kind of more board-crashing style of basketball, more up-tempo, more aggressive, he's able to recruit guys, a lot of guys from the Mid-Atlantic like Reggie Lewis, guys from Pittsburgh like Mark Halsall, Perry Moss, as you mentioned. Just a very rough, rugged team he builds, and they become the team nobody wants to play in the NCAA tournament. In 81, 82, and 83, they score 3 consecutive first-round upset victories. They nearly knock off Villanova, get to the Sweet 16 one year. This is a fan, like a Gonzaga of its era kind of thing, the Northeastern program of this vintage. And in many ways, Calhoun's experience building up a program that's just becoming a D1 program prepares him for the program building he has to do at UConn. He comes into UConn, yeah, which had been a very strong program in the 60s and 70s, but they had very much faded during the 80s into one of the weaker Big East programs. He goes in there and within a couple of years transforms them into a power. I mean, the first step is they took winning the NIT very seriously, simply getting into that tournament and getting into a postseason situation and winning it. In 1988, UConn wins the NIT, and in stores, they treated it like they'd won the NCAA tournament or something. There were thousands of students having a bonfire with their dorm furniture and stuff. People just went wild when they won the NIT. It was something to be proud of, something to hold on to for the state of Connecticut, which I think is a place that's always had a kind of a difficult identity. It's not New York. It's not Boston. Having a sense of an actual place, I think, the success of UConn basketball under Calhoun gave them. And he's a guy who very much embraced that place. One thing that's always been interesting to me about Jim Calhoun is he's this guy who never really traveled that far in his career. He's a guy from Braintree, Mass., goes to AIC, comes back, coaches a couple of high schools, coaches at Northeastern. I think Storrs, Connecticut is the furthest he's ever lived from his hometown. I mean, this is very much a Southern New England guy in terms of all of his experiences, and became one of the great coaches in the history of college basketball, in spite of having this fairly narrow world.
He's an interesting character. He's a hell of a player, too, at AIC. The guy can play basketball. And I'll tell you, he didn't travel much, but his love for golf took him post-9/11. It took him over to the Belfry in northern England at the Ryder Cup, and he and his son were there. And I walked into, sure enough, a place where some Irish people were sharing pints, and I looked over and said, "Coach Calhoun, how are you?" Marty Terrell from Massachusetts, and we sat there and had a few beers, and it was the most engaging reaction, or I should say exchange, I've had with the man. I'm a huge fan. Clayton, if you don't mind, your book is Boston Ball, and Pitino, Calhoun, and Williams are rightful protagonists, but I always want to defend Boston as a great college basketball town, and people say, well, how can you say that? And you're uniquely qualified. Patrick Ewing, Cambridge Region Latin. Ramil Robinson, Mike Jarvis. There's so many good stories. There really and truly is. Boston gets slighted when it comes to college hoops, and your book goes a long way to turning the tables on that. Let's just close with that.
Well, I thank you for saying that.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear.
Yeah, there's so many other great Jim O'Brien, Kevin Mackey, so many other great coaches that have roots in that city and that time and place, too. I mean, it's certainly not just these three guys. They're part of a much larger story, and I appreciate you letting me share it.
Did a great job. I appreciate it. Clayton, good luck to you, pal, and keep it up. We'll keep promoting the book, Boston Ball by Clayton Trudor. Thank you. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you get back to us. We appreciate it. All right. We're counting down to tip off, a weekend edition. 3 minutes to go. We got to go live and local with this. Indiana is down 5. Make that 7. So South Carolina 34-0, and they're being taken to the hilt by fourth seeded Indiana 72-65. We'll come back. What we're screaming about, what we're screaming about in the world of sports here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it in.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
I think a lot of people think we're only an offensive team, you know. And we do work on defense all the time. And I'm glad we got to show that tonight. That's what won this game, so I'm really proud of that.
All right, that's Hannah Stolke, the big gal for Iowa, and their defense needs to improve. They got Colorado Saturday afternoon in Albany, right here in Albany, New York. And if they don't play defense, they're going to get beat. But right now, Indiana is close to within two. They were down 21 to 34-0, top ranks, the overall number one seed here in Albany. And right now it is... Oh, South Carolina just hit a monster three to go up five with 53.8 seconds to go. Can you tell I'm rooting for the huge, massive upset? Isn't that what we want in March Madness, these rollicking upsets? But I tell you right now, and I'll give the officials credit, they let them play in the second half, but man, oh man, there's a bucket. They're only down three. 77-74 with a half minute to go. But I've got to sign off here, so I can't tell you the final. I love the suspense. Go to sportsbyline.com. Listen. Get on the internet. You might be witnessing a massive upset. Wouldn't that be something to see South Carolina 2 years in a row spit the bit and not make the final four? Hey, now. All right, Daniel Ogden, I love you, brother. Great job. Dom Jimenez throughout the week. Bailey Peck as well. Thanks to the whole crew in Albany, in Boston. The sojourns continue. Vanguard Utility Partners, Innovative Wellness, and Iowa EPS. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios from Albany on Sports Byline.